asking permission from the supervisor, Rabbi Naftali. With help of heaven, please bring the Sefer Hamidot from Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. Thank you very much. Which sweet taste to the Sefer Hamidot. Praising Hashem. Our holy Rabbi is saying that one of the advice to achieve faith is to pray on Am Yisrael, to put all of the powers on prayers on Am Yisrael. Everyone that is praying on Am Yisrael in Mesirut Nefesh English. So today we're going to learn. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev said, that book made me a Jew. Sefer Hamidot made me a Jew. Here in Eretz Israel, doesn't need to put so much effort on being a Jew. You're going to Misrad HaPnim, they're signing you as a Jew. But Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, he had a lot of difficulties, hard work to become a Jew. He wasn't living in Eretz Israel, so it was hard. He had to work hard that they're going to write him in heaven that he's a Jew. It was hard, and he opened the door for us. He said, that book made me a Jew. And it's simple. Rabbeinu wrote that book when he was very, very young. There is few opinions, but he was maybe 9, 10, 11. This is the age that he wrote that book. And that book is book for work, for effort. Every book is a book for work, putting in effort. But in that book, it's all a maaseh, for actions. He wrote those words for himself and he was working on them. So, the one that is praying on Am Yisrael in Mesirut Nefesh, everyone loves him. So once, the one that remembers, once we were doing 10 minutes that we would have called them, we made it that it's going to be, we were calling those 10 minutes the general salvation. 10 minutes of general salvation. And I was teaching it to Am Yisrael in all of my classes, that everyone going to accept on himself 10 minutes prayers on Am Yisrael every day. And it's a simple wisdom. If you're going to pray on all of Am Yisrael, everyone going to love you. If you're going to pray on Am Yisrael, everyone going to love you. This is what it needs to be. Love between Am Yisrael. What we lack in Am Yisrael, love? Only love of Am Yisrael to each other. So Hashem gave me that wisdom. Because that also in our yeshiva, we lack of a lot of love between Am Yisrael. So Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand that all of this world is being leaded, measure for measure. If you just want to grow and to be Gdolei Israel, important, and Am Israel, you don't care about them at all, what's going to happen with them? So we're also going to make a mess for you in the yeshiva. We're gonna bring a storm into the yeshiva. Why you want to sit quietly? You don't care about Am Yisrael? I'm gonna bring you the storm of Am Yisrael into the yeshiva. Here we need to be lovers of Am Yisrael. This is the salvation of Am Yisrael. Your salvation is when you love all of Am Yisrael. When you love Am Yisrael, this is your greatness. There is no other greatness. Hashem wants you to be great in Am Yisrael, but not that you're going to be the great, just a real great one. One that loves Am Yisrael, that you're attached to Am Yisrael, that you care for Am Yisrael. Not that he thinks that he is individual, because Am Yisrael is a nation, that they're one unit, like one man with one heart. You cannot be huge in Am Yisrael if you don't have that measure, that midah of being with Am Yisrael. This is the reality. It cannot be differently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and Am Yisrael, it's one. You cannot separate between those three things. No one can be Talmid Chacham that he owns the Torah if he doesn't have love to Am Yisrael. You cannot. No chance. You cannot separate those three in no other way. This is why Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand that Hashem wants us to pray in our Sha'id Bodedut. And every Wednesday from now on, we're going to have 1 hour at Bodedut on Am Yisrael. Every Wednesday, Rav Elchanan is here. Every group going to go in every Wednesday. Every group going to sign themselves. And the one that won't be here, it's going to be more worse than all other missings from the yeshiva. You need to come every Wednesday. At 2 o'clock, going to be buses to go to do Sha'id Bodedut on Am Yisrael. I tried a few times in my life to create that 1 hour at Bodedut on Am Yisrael, but from a lot of reasons, it's been cancelled. But now it's going to be part of the Seder. Second, at 2 exactly, all of us, we're going to have a bus. We're going 3-4 minutes from here. Ten minutes to the woods, to the field. 1 hour, another 1 hour, 10 minutes back, and this is it. To Sanhedria Forest. We're going to say Kaddish like that we were doing always, and the 1 hour in Am Yisrael is going to come back. To do 1 hour in Am Yisrael, simple as that, to beg and to ask that Hashem is going to save all of Am Yisrael in mercy, without suffering, without troubles, without wars, that Hashem is going to bring all of Am Yisrael closer to the Kedusha, and mainly to pray on tshuva, on faith, on tshuva, and distribute the books, that the books are going to come to all of the world, even to the nations, that we're going to have translators in all languages, that we're going to have need to write a lot of points that are very important, to beg and to beg and to beg. One complete hour. Today we're starting Bezat Hashem. Few cars that we have, I hope we're going to be able to find the bus also. At 2, we're going to do it Bodedut on Am Yisrael. We're not rejecting it for next week, pushing it. This week, today we're starting. One bus, two buses that we're going to have, and a few more vehicles, and we're going today with the help of Hashem. 2-3 minutes from here. One time you're going to see, every week we're going on Wednesday. And going to do the 1 hour, to beg 1 hour on Am Yisrael, to ask, to beg. This is something that was so special for that yeshiva. For sure, Baruch Hashem, we're also distributing the books. But still, to pray on Am Yisrael 1 hour, and I hope that also the Mashgiach, the supervisor, is going to come with us to pray on Am Yisrael. prayers. We need to pray on Am Yisrael. We're begging and begging, please Hashem, bring Am Yisrael closer to you, that they're going to do tshuva. You see huge tzaddikim, righteous people, they're all praying on Am Yisrael. They all care about Am Yisrael. We're simple people, we have to do that also. Just to beg and to ask from Hashem Yitbarach for help. That Hashem do, gonna do, bring the salvation with mercy, with no suffering at all. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of suffering, give them CDs. Instead of bombings, bring them terror acts, bring them books, give them books. That they're gonna hear lessons, they're gonna get stronger and stronger. Instead of suffering, beg that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should beg that all of Am Yisrael are going to do tshuva with mercy, without suffering at all. Bring them closer to the faith, to the tshuva, to, they're going to keep Shabbos, they're going to have the merit. Pray on the distribute. Daily in the Hafatzah, daily we meet people. They read one book, they heard one CD, change their lives. It's reality. To ignore the reality, cannot ignore. This is first thing that I wanted to say today. Second thing, we wanted to announce that today we're signing. Who can be part of the yeshiva? Only one that agreed that he knows that he is going on the way of the innocent person, that he has got his actions and you're not looking on someone else. We're making a file that everyone going to need to sign on that file, that he himself, he is a liar, that he is a liar, and all of the rest, they are the truth. They are real. If you're signing on yourself that you are a liar and everyone else are truth, you can stay in the yeshiva. If you think that because you are Ashkenazi, so Sfaradim are not Jewish, you cannot be in the yeshiva. If you're Ashkenazi and you think that because that you're Ashkenazi, Sfaradim are not Jewish, you cannot stay in the yeshiva. And everyone should write on himself that he is the lie of all lies. Only he can stay. Everyone that thinks that he is right and that he is reality, he cannot stay in the yeshiva. Someone went away to live in Honolulu. Someone wants to go after him to Honolulu. Who wants to move to Honolulu? Someone wants to move to Honolulu. Someone went to go to Paris. You want to go to Paris? One goes to Tveria. What do you care if you went to Tveria? Do you care about it? If you care about where he is going to live, what he is doing with himself, it means that you don't care about Avodat Hashem. So you're not choosing the innocent way of serving Hashem in Barach from your point. We're happy for the success of everyone. If you think that if people are not talking Yiddish, so they're not Jewish anymore. Adrabah, in this yeshiva we should teach Marokkite also. We should teach all languages. What is the confusion? People being confused. I don't see a reason to be confused. If someone is going somewhere because of certain reason. So, if you have an issue and you're arguing why that person is doing this and that, and you're thinking, it means that you want to feel that you are the best. You want to know that you're better than him, he is living and you are staying. All of that that you're thinking about it, it's because you want to be better than him. So you should know that you're not better, you're not the best, you're the worst. In here in the yeshiva, we are attaching ourselves to everyone. We let everyone to talk here. Everyone that wants to give shiur in the yeshiva, we let him speak. Have we ever rejected someone? We're just begging that everyone that wants to come, he will come. You think that our Talmud Torah is not good? Great, take your kids. No one is forcing you to put your kids in the Talmud Torah. Go. Everything is open. From now on, everything is open. And also, we're going to give you that file that you're better than us, that we are liars and that you are the truth. Don't worry, you're going to get our paper. I'm going to sign on that. Everyone that wants, come after the shiur in the yeshiva. I'm going to write it for you. You are the most righteous man in the world. You're a genius. I'm stupid. You're the greatest. I'm the worst. No problem. Every time people being confused. Really, tell me what's wrong in this yeshiva. Maybe here people are not learning Mishnah, not learning Chumash, not learning Gemara. Maybe here there is a special Gemara, not a normal, not a regular one. Something here is wrong, for have to be. Here people learn Shulchan Aruch, it cannot be. Something here is weird. You have to check. Please, the supervisor, I'm begging you, please check in the books. Maybe something is wrong in the yeshiva. Maybe a different siddur we have. Maybe the Likutei Moharan is... Last week, I talked to you. I told you about Torah 54. Because this was part of my limud, and I learned that Torah. And I heard few chidushim. I saw a few chidushim in that. So I said to tell you, over then, not to talk Lashon Hara. From heaven, they told me, they shown it to me, to talk to you. Today, every day, I'm praying, please, Bura Olam, that I will not talk Lashon Hara, and I will not accept Lashon Hara, and I will not gonna be kofer in the purpose, in the ikar. That I will not gonna reject the wisdom, that I will not be stupid, like we talked last week. I'm happy for everyone. So if there is a Jewish that is God, a job from heaven to go somewhere, you need to talk about him. What, he's your slave? He's your slave that he should worship you and to be in the place that it's good for you that you're going to be. We're succeeding him. One needs to go and one got a subject, a reason to go somewhere. Honor him. What's your problem with him that you need to talk about him and to talk and to be confused? All of the time confusions and arguments. Be confused. No, look, he's going, he's doing. What do you care? We're happy. Even if someone wants to build a yeshiva, to open a yeshiva for himself, we're going to help him. If you want to open a Talmud Torah, we're going to help you. Whatever you want. You want to go, we're going to give you the support. We're going to sign for you. We love you. All of the students are going to write for you. We love you. Succeed big time. We all support you. Everything that is happening, everyone being so confused, it means that you're not walking in your own path. It means that your eyes are open to see other people. When you're going to dedicate your life in Avodat Hashem, you're going to be happy with your Hashem. Real person that is serving Hashem, you just want to satisfy Hashem. We cannot do better than that. What can we do? This is our ability. To do what the Rosh Yeshiva is saying, this is what we should do. In this yeshiva, we can do only the triangle shoe, like the innocent person from the Sipurim. So here, the Rosh Yeshiva can do the triangle shoe. He cannot succeed to do a great shoe. So if you are better than the Rosh Yeshiva here in the yeshiva, so you can do something else. But if you're not better than the Rosh Yeshiva, you can make only that triangle shoe. What can you do? This is your Rosh Yeshiva. If you want to hear someone else, why not? You can go to hear more rabbis. Why not? You don't have to be Merubah, square, nerd, square. Not to listen to other people. You're allowed. It's a large, big world. You can go, you can hear. Everyone is serving Hashem. There is a big person over there. There is a big person in another place. Stop with all of those confusions. Every time that there's going to be something, everyone's going to be confused. Everyone are talking. Everyone are... Good luck to everyone. Hashem is leading everyone. What do I care? I'm very happy. Really, I'm very happy. If someone finds a path that it's better for him, why not? What am I working for myself? We're all serving Hashem. Why to be confused? Why to talk Lashon Hara? You know that it's written, the person that is telling Lashon Hara, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the minister of hell, you're going to be on that person from below and I'm going to be on that person from above, from the top. You're not afraid from something like that? Instead of being confused, sit and learn Torah. Rabbeinu is saying, if a person is learning Torah and he is humiliating himself, he will not come to talk Lashon Hara. People are sitting and talking, no, what happened, so tell me. Well, you have time to talk to someone. One of 48 things that the Torah has been bought by those is to have less conversations. Go by the Torah. And Rabbeinu is saying that by that, by last conversations, he will not come to Lashon Hara. And a person wants to feel that he's better. This is the yeshiva of triangle shoe. This is the head of the chief rabbi in the yeshiva. This is his ability. And you can do only what that he can do. Here we're making the triangle shoot. This is my actions and those are his. This is our ability. I cannot give bigger and better than triangle shoot. I cannot do. I can do a triangle shoot. This is my ability. So I stopped you by that. You can go and look for other places. Go, be open-minded. Go check in other places. What's the problem? But to talk Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the minister of hell, I'm going to be above that person and you're going to be below. All of the troubles that a person has in life is because of Lashon Hara. Poverty is because of Lashon Hara. Hashem is judging the person, measure in front of a measure. By saying Lashon Hara, you're increasing your avonot. Everyone that is saying bad things on Am Yisrael, the end is that he's going to suffer in his mouth, in his teeth. A lot of suffering. When there is no love between Am Yisrael, people start to talk bad things on people. Everyone is going to pray 1 hour on Am Yisrael. It's going to help to make love between Am Yisrael. People becomes to be clowns and talking jokes. On who are you talking? On your father, on your mother? On who are you talking? On your father and on your mother? On who you're talking? On the one that gives you money and food, making charity with you. You want to go to another place. We're going to give you that letter that everyone loves you, that everyone supports you. Don't worry, really, I'm saying it, really. I'm not saying it because of arrogance or something like that. Really, we want your success. If you feel you're going to succeed in somewhere else, we're going to support you, we're going to help you in that. You don't have to be here. It's a large, huge world. There is Hasidic Breslev in all of the world. People that loves. Why people are talking Lashon Hara? Because they're not learning Torah. A person by talking Lashon Hara, he doesn't have a will to learn Torah and he's embarrassing, insulting the righteous. A person is going to be saved from Lashon Hara by saying only the truth. But the person that talks Lashon Hara, he lives in a lie, in a horrible lie. The person that is guarding himself from Lashon Hara, he's got the power to influence, to help his friend. The person that is not accepting Lashon Hara, by that he's going to be counted, numbered with the tzaddikim. So for that we have the book of Midot. Rabbeinu said that you need to finish that book once a month. Not to read it. Every part of it, every paragraph, to pray on it. By being arrogant, the person starts to talk on other people. What happened to you?
Maybe you think we're getting money, honor.
Once in 2 weeks, I need to go to the Talmud Torah to help them. Few more hours that I'm spending over there that I lack of. Except of that, I don't have nothing from the Talmud Torah. There is a party, I'm coming. Finishing the Masechet, I'm coming. Where you saw a chief rabbi that is coming to a siyum of 5-year-old kids in the Talmud Torah? Is it normal? You saw that? But this is the way of the innocent person, the Tam. They told him to come. He's coming. It's not normal. You're right. Person is not saying the Lashon Hara if he's not kofir in the main thing. That he don't believe in Hashem, in the main things.
It's written.
It's written that it's allowed to talk to Lashon Hara on someone that argue on the righteous man, on the tzaddik. But the Rav Shalom is saying, I'm not lack of mitzvot. We don't want that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but we have a lot of mitzvot. We don't want that mitzvah. He's asking forgiveness from Rabbeinu. We don't want mitzvot like those. We don't want to talk Lashon Hara on no one. We just want to put our mind inside the Torah. Inside being attached to Hashem. A person that is saying bad name on someone, on his friend, he doesn't have forgiveness even in the world to come. No forgiveness. People told us bad things on people in the last period of time. Me and my wife, we made phone calls to talk to all of those people that people told us bad things about them. Until the last one, all of that, it was lies. None of them. All of that, it was action, to say bad names.
The
person is not afraid from all of those horrible punishments that are written in the Gemara. A person, by talking Lashon Hara, he cannot go, he's being caught. Means he cannot go from his house, he cannot do this, he cannot do that. A little bit from the book of Amidot, Sefer Amidot. Rav is reading from the Rama from the Shulchan Aruch. If a person is asking, talking Lashon Hara on a person, the person is you're not obligated to forgive him. If he talks Lashon Hara on you, you're not obligated to forgive him. If he's asking forgiveness, you're not obligated to forgive him. Only if you decided that you want to help him, you can do it. But you're not obligated to forgive a person that said bad things to you. So what? Every time something happened, everyone being confused and talking. I don't mind. I care about you. For me, everything is great. Even if people are going to talk about me, it's great for me. I need that people are going to talk about me. But really, I'm telling you it with truth. Really, I need it. I have to have it to live in this world. I have to have it. It is to bring such a huge light to all of the world. I have to have people that are going to contradict me. Everyone that contradicts me is doing a huge favor for me. And really, I'm thanking him. And in the world to come, I'm going to give him a lot of good things. I promise. that people are arguing with me, it's great for me, but for you, on you, it's hard. I feel pain for you, that you're being confused, that you're talking. Someone that have that marriage, that is such a huge light, is going through him. He needs something that's going to protect him, something going to save him. But Baruch Hashem, there is a lot of groups that are talking about me, Baruch Hashem. Every movement that is happening here in the Yeshiva, everyone, it's a storm. What's going on? What's going to be? Why he done that? Someone forced you to learn here. Someone hit you. Someone forced you to learn, to put your kids in the Talmud Torah. Here it's not punishment. We're born in Morocco, so we're not Ashkenazim. What can we do? So we're born in Morocco. What can we do? Nothing can fix us. We cannot be Jews. What can we do? It's all nonsense, waste of time, canceling Torah. It means that a person is not into Avodat Hashem. Sit and learn Torah, do Hidvodidui, go to Am Israel, do 1 hour prayers on Am Israel. There is a lot of what to do in this world. Work on your midot, on your holiness, kedusha. There is a lot of what to do in this world. Why to waste life on nonsense? Why? How we learned last week? What we said last week? Rabbeinu HaKadosh is saying that all of the Yetzirah is increasing itself, conquered, overpowering on the person because of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is all imaginations. All of Yetzirah is because of that, because of power of imagination. If a person is not talking Lashon Hara, he doesn't have Yetzirah. All of the Yetzirah is because of that. He's falling to stupidity, to kfirot, to epicurus. So if something illuminated for you, you saw that no one's going to lie to you, that this is the best place, it's a lie. A thought like that, it's a lie. This is the best place in the world. In what we're better from someone else? In what? Tell me. We learn the same Gemara like everyone, Shulchan Aruch like everyone. Getting stronger. To think that this is a better place than somewhere else, Adrabah, if you heard, if you can get stronger even, if you're in a better place, Adrabah. Do that. Get stronger. But for that, that what? You're going to stop learning? If there is a better place than Jerusalem, why not? We are students of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. Rabbeinu said, you have to live only in Jerusalem. The Hasid of Breslev from Bnei Brak, he wanted to go to Immanuel. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, he was angry at them. They all lost their apartments. They lost all of the houses. He said, I didn't want to force you to leave Bnei Brak because you were learning Torah. But if you're moving apartment and you're not moving to Jerusalem, they lost all of the houses, all of those people. Rabbeinu said to live only in Jerusalem. And if there is Breslev, it's going to be only in Jerusalem. Because really in Jerusalem, this is the source of Torah. But if you're open, you can hear, you can go. But for that you cannot learn Gemara here. Gemara here is not. We need to ask the supervisor. Maybe the Gemara here, we're not learning it good enough. The Shulchan Aruch maybe. I don't know what's all of those confusions. Maybe a person has that messenger. The message. He's got a messenger, a mission. He's got a mission to do somewhere else. Maybe he should go and do that. Once I said to someone not to go to listen to a rabbi, a different rabbi, every rabbi that is asking me to teach, I'm asking him to come to this yeshiva. I have a contest with someone. When the Rav Weinstock is coming, Rav Teichner was here, I was listening to all of them. Why not? If there is someone that can give to us, can help us, why not? Is there a reason not to hear? Why to be confused? Why? What is that confusion? If our rabbi is Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Bender, all of Zikne, all people from Hasidei Breslev, they said only him on Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Bender, only him. So we have a rabbi like that, that we were learning his conversations, we were helping him, we were doing things with him. This is our line, this is our path, the path of Rabbi Lev Yitzchak. We're honoring everyone. It's not that we're Chassur Shalom dishonoring someone else. Just I told you that, just like I said last week, I cannot stand it that people are going to talk on someone else. I can suffer everything, but not Lashon Hara on other people. We came to this world to be people that are arguing, people that talk Lashon Hara. For that we opened the yeshiva, for that all of the effort that people are going to talk. So I'm asking that that storm is going to go out from me, and no one is going to be confused. We need to live in Jerusalem and only in Jerusalem. And if you can learn in a better place, go and learn. Adrabah, why not? If a person can learn in a better way, Adrabah, why not? Why not? Really, why not? If they say yes, why not? You think that here it's only the only truth, only here you can learn? No. Here we're sitting inside of Am Israel, we're together with Am Israel, getting stronger with Am Israel, working with Am Israel, helping Am Israel. But to say only here it's a lie. Oy vavoy to the one that is saying, only here, only my rabbi, it's a lie. It's a lie. Why only here? Because you want to feel better than someone else? The world is open. We are inside of the nation. We're living with Am Israel, learning with Am Israel, praying with Am Israel, living with Am Israel. Not only here. Not only here. Only my rabbi. Why? What's your rabbi better than someone else's rabbi? What? Really? It's not humility. Really? Tachlis. Baruch Hashem, the world is large. Adrabah, you want all of our Israel and to live only 100 people. Crazy. Only 100 going to stay in Am Israel. Only that group. Only Hasidei Breslev. This is it. And they erased all of the rest of the world. There is a lot of Jews that you don't know how they look like. And they're serving Hashem Yitbarach that you cannot go to their sulya, the lowest part of the shoe.
To the heel.
Sole of the shoe. We need to live only in Jerusalem. But if someone has a mission outside of Jerusalem, a lot of people, they have a mission. Adrabah, you don't have to learn only here. There is a lot of other shuls in Jerusalem, and Batei Midrashot in Jerusalem, no problem. There is a lot of Talmud Torah. Really, really, I'm saying those things. No one going to feel not comfortable. Here, everything is free. To tell you that our Talmud Torah is better, it's nonsense. Everyone gonna check what is good for you. Go and do that. And to push away the storm, the wind of storm, and not to talk in the houses, to cancel the Lashon Hara. Get stronger in the houses, not to talk in the houses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the minister of hell, I'm going to be above and you're going to be below. On every sin it's not written. On no sin it's written. On no sin. Except of Lashon Hara. We're asking if someone can drive Rav Yehoshua Kohen to the Shi'ur and not to let Rav Yehoshua Kohen coming in buses. That he's going to have complete health. I heard that he broke his arm. Me, myself, I'm going to be happy to go to drive Arab. It's a merit to drive a rabbi, to take a rabbi like that. For sure that everyone that can teach those books, the books of Rav, it's even bigger than to give those books to people. We said that we need to have someone responsible. Someone that's going to help in Shabbat, that people are not going to go out, that kids won't go out from the building in the time of prayers. Olam Yisrael is going to be helping.
Abba Yisrael, we need to the church.
Don't go early, don't go later, go at 2 to do Sha'a Itbodedut Olam Yisrael. Arav, he's asking the supervisor if it's to cancel Torah to pray Olam Yisrael. The supervisor in our yeshiva, he's Litvak, he's not a Chassid Breslev, he's Litai. When we want him to be Chassid Breslev, the rabbi, he's Litai, he's Litvak, and he's saying that it's not canceling Torah to do prayers on Am Israel. It's not canceling Torah. Here is another Litvak rabbi. I'm asking you, two rabbis, saying that it's not bitul Torah to pray on Am Yisrael. In Sefer Amidot it's written, don't bother Hashem Yitbarach if you can do something yourself. So why Rav is sending us to pray if we can go to do things? So Rav is saying, so Rav is explaining that in paragraphs in Sefer Amidot that it's talking about money. If you have money to buy a pen, you don't need to stand now and to pray 1 hour that Hashem is going to give you a pen. Go and buy a pen. 2 hours, 6 hours, give me a pen, give me a pen, give me a pen, give me a pen. Go buy a pen. Also, on the way, you should pray. Please, Hashem, help me to buy a pen. It'll be a good pen. But Rav is saying, only when we're talking about things that you can do with money, you don't need to pray on that. You should do that. We're praying, by the way, but not to make a business out of those prayers. We're begging, please, not to talk in the mobiles in the yeshiva. Maybe we're going to have a limud in the yeshiva, not to talk Lashon Hara every day.
אני לא מלמד על שום דבר, אני פשוט, יש איזה אברך שרוצה לעבור בצפת.
There is an avrech in the yeshiva that he's going to live in Tzfat. And I love that avrech, a real love, avat olam, eternal love. And people in the yeshiva being confused because of that, that person is going to live in Tzfat. And you don't need to be confused in that. What's the problem? I love everyone, and for sure that I honor that person, that person made a lot of good favors with him and with us in the yeshiva. And what's the problem? Someone asked the Rav if Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said not to go to Uman in Rosh Hashanah and maybe to stay in Rosh Hashanah in Jerusalem. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender told him to go to Uman. All of the stories of people that said Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said not to go to Uman Rosh Hashanah, it's a lie. He said, I asked him and Rav Shalom said, I asked him that question. If I'm going to go to Uman in Rosh, evening of Rosh Hashanah, and then I'm going to have a private plane to go back to Jerusalem, to be in Rosh Hashanah in Jerusalem, should I do it? Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender said, no, you should stay in Uman, Rosh Hashanah, and it's a secret that Moshiach will reveal what's the secret of Uman, Rosh Hashanah. I asked him that question. He answered to me. I asked it with my mouth and heard it with those ears. If there is woman in labor, you don't need to stop the seder of Limud HaTorah for that. You should say that the limud is to the success of that woman, but not to open the Sefer Torah in the middle of the seder.
Go.
All of what I'm saying, it's only that people will not be confused. If someone has to go somewhere and he's got a mission over there, he has to do something, there's no reason not to go or not to do.
Gracias.